Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mindfulness Mothers Radio Show. Motherhood is a 24/7, 365 days a year job. Our mission is to help support mothers as they face every day with love, kindness, compassion, respect, honor, and insight. The Mindfulness Mothers Radio Show creates space for connection and community with tips and tools for mindful parenting on each show from the world's leading experts in the field of parenting, motherhood, education, self-care, mindfulness, and more. We have a wonderful Facebook group. We'd love to have you join Mindfulness Mothers Facebook group, and you can find us at mindfulnessmothers.com. I am your host, Janine Prue. Welcome to the show. As always, we start our show with a little deep breathing in until we get to our wonderful guest today. Today, our topic is inspired living. And so one of the things I love about living inspired is taking those moments in between the day to just breathe. So we'll go ahead and do our breathing, settle into where you are in, and take a deep breath in. I breathe in, I breathe out. Just for today, that is enough. I breathe in, I breathe out. Just for today, that is enough. I breathe in, I breathe out. Just for today, that is enough. I am enough. I am enough. I am enough. Just for today, I breathe in, I breathe out. Oh, I love that. And we are so happy to have on our show today, our guest is Martha, and I'm going to mispronounce your last name because I want to say it in the French, but Martha is married and a mother to two beautiful daughters, ages 8 and 1 year old. She's a transformational and spiritual life coach, a certified elementary school teacher, Reiki master, and yoga teacher. Aside from passionately working with people and helping them to uncover their dreams and purpose, she loves reading, writing fiction and nonfiction, as well as articles for Mindfulness Mothers, and she loves taking regular nature walks. On the inside, she's an eternal soul speaker. She loves to question, ask, learn, unlearn, relearn, and live her life as true to her core values of love, compassion, honesty, and service as best as she possibly can. She lives with her family in King City, Ontario, Canada, and is proud to be a contributor for Mindfulness Mothers. Welcome to the show, Martha. So happy to have you.
Thank you, Janine. I'm very happy to be on.
And I can just see you sitting there outside on your deck with the sun shining down on you.
Exactly.
Beautiful summer day.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And a great topic to start off the summer, because summertime, of course, ends up appearing to be like, oh, it's going to be nice and, nice outside. And then all of a sudden we end up with having a little bit of chaos in our world.
Yes, absolutely. It's definitely much mm-hmm. easier to be inspired in the summer months. That's for sure, though.
Yes, actually. Mm-hmm. And so during the summer months, when the parents are so busy and everything is going on so chaotically, mm-hmm. we're talking about inspired living and how inspired mm-hmm. living is part of everyday life, not just, something we can do for a class or something we can do once in a while. Your column for Mindfulness Mothers is called Inspired mm-hmm. Living, and you have a bunch of different columns and articles and stuff there. But you also teach. How did you get into teaching these ideas and helping people understand them and helping your clients? How did you get into that?
Well, I have a background in teaching for the public school system. So I grade 8 elementary school for many, many years. And one of my passions in teaching was to bring empowerment and inspiration to my students, especially to a group of all girls. So I started an all-girls circle when I was teaching at the public school. And that was the most fun and the most fulfilling and inspiring, I guess, adventure I had with the students. And from there, I decided that I wanted to bring that inspiration and motivation, not just to students in the public system, but to adults and women from all walks of life. And I proceeded to get my life coaching certification, along with my Reiki courses and registered yoga teacher training certification. And this was over about 6 years. And I was doing this as I was teaching in the public school. And about 3 years ago, almost now, two and a half years ago, I gave birth to my second child. And with that happening in my life, I knew that not only would my life change drastically from now becoming a mother to a second child, but I also knew that I would take these lessons, these life lessons that I had learned along the way, and turn it into a wellness and coaching business. And really, it's my life because it's my passion. And so what I do now is I no longer teach in the public school system, but I do all sorts of fascinating and fun things that inspire me and hopefully inspire others, such as coaching, women's circles, yoga classes, Reiki sessions, Reiki classes, motivational, inspirational speaking to groups, writing. I love writing, as you know, writing for your wonderful Mindfulness Mothers website, and just bringing all of these life lessons that I've learned along the way that helped me live my best life and help me live an inspired life. And my passion is to share that with other people.
That's wonderful. And, you know, I love, because it truly is when we start on a journey like that, you know, that's a huge career change and a huge jump to take, you know, and that's kind of what motherhood does.
Absolutely.
No matter
it does.
Who you are, what path you think you're on, you know, these transformational moments of growth and opportunity show up. Because how did it change, you know, being a mother of one to a mother of two? Because that's quite the difference. You know, my mom said when she had three, she figured out it was a group dynamic and she had to parent completely different, you know. You end up with less arms.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And actually what's interesting is along my journey, I guess, finding myself and on my spiritual and soul exploration, it really took flight after I had my first daughter 9 years ago. Mm. So my journey with motherhood and my journey with, you know, soul exploration definitely have been going alongside one another. But I feel like if I didn't become a mother, I don't know if I would be here today doing what I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's the thing about inspired living, the topic that we're going to talk about today, is it is a different way of living. You know, I mean, we can go about our lives and la-di-da and what we want, but the moment you have a child, suddenly they start asking questions and you start thinking about their future and you start wondering, you know, how are you going to explain things in the world to them and all those other things that give us that opportunity to look within ourselves to come up with those answers that may look different than how we were raised as children. And that's really, you know, so in terms of, I guess you may explain to our listeners what inspired living is, how it's different from not living inspired, unconscious living. Yeah.
Sure. So inspired living is basically living life on purpose. It's choosing and deciding how you would like to live your life. And for so many of us, society and family and cultural standards and norms were, you know, imposed upon us from young ages, from the time we were children. And we never really got to choose a lot of the beliefs that we had or the way we wanted to live our life, even the decisions we made about careers, where to live, how to live. And what I've come to learn is that to live a truly inspired life, you need to realize how powerful you are, that you have control and you have choice as to how you want to live your life. So it's a day-to-day way of living. It's a day-to-day way of making choices that help you to be in alignment with your spirit And to me, inspiration, as the late, great Wayne Dyer said, is really being in spirit. So being collaborating and being in conjunction with your spirit. That's inspiration. And so it's making
the time
every day to be in spirit, to be inspired.
I like that. And for those who may not understand what, you know, the idea of being with your spirit is, because sometimes it sounds very intense and serious and something like we have to, you know, be really, really not mindful of necessarily, but very committed to and that sort of thing. When in fact, it's actually really fun. It's about being your authentic self. That's what in spirit is. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Yes, it's not as serious and as, I guess, serious and intense as sometimes we think it is.
Yeah.
So our spiritual self is, I was just going to say, our spiritual self is the part of us that is, when we close our eyes, it's the seer, it's the observer. It's the part of us that guides us, that directs us, that always wants our best and highest good. And it's a part of us that's connected to, whether you want to use the word God or to the universe or to source, and it's in each and every one of us, not just in some of us.
And it is that love, that connection, you know, and that's the thing about parenting, is that the reason we are given that opportunity to grow is because of that love and connection to another human being, this little child, you know. And that, a lot of times parenting is challenging because, and living consciously and purposely that way is challenging because you're sleep deprived, you haven't eaten, you don't know where you're going, what you're wearing, you know, you're wearing two mismatched socks, whatever, you know, it gets a little chaotic. And the natural reaction unconsciously is to just do, you know, say, you know, oh my gosh, it just sounded like my mother, right? To do what we have already learned and what is already in our brain. So how can we turn that around? How can we become more purposeful and more inspired and living within spirit?
Finding and making the time for yourself and for your self-care and the time to connect to spirit. What works for me is either at night after my kids go to bed or in the morning if I have energy to wake up a little bit earlier. And I just focus on my breath. I focus on gratitude. And I recall all the blessings that I have in my life, even the stresses as we all have as parents. And I turn my stresses into my blessings because I realize that these are the most cherished and beloved things in my life are my kids, my children. So as exhausting as they are and as I get being a mom, there's nothing more fulfilling. But it's about making and finding that time for quiet, for solitude, and for self-care. And when we can give that time to ourselves to be in spirit, to be collaborating with our spirits and our higher selves, then we have more energy and inspiration to give to our children.
I love when you say that, the making time, because that's the first thing people say, you know, for Mindfulness Mothers, we're doing the Serenity Self-Care Sessions each month starting June 10th, soon. And so, you know, those are online and they're, what, 20 minutes, 30 minutes tops. You know, you just sit there and listen to it. There's nothing really to do with it, you know, and yet so many mothers and people will be like, I just don't have the time. I just can't find the time, you know. And yet when we look at our lives, we look at our schedule, how much time do we devote to other things? You know, do we devote to, you know, even sitting on the phone and talking to someone we don't really want to be talking to, right? Or, you know, doing things like, you know, TV or whatever it is, or, you know, just even I always say, you know, because as a mother, you spend so much time in the car, you know, and I'm like, you know, 15 minutes before, you know, you drop the kids off from school, wherever like that, go pull over in a park. You know, for 10 minutes and just sit there and take a breath, you know, or like you said, you know, after bedtime, when everything's finally quieted down, instead of just crashing or, you know, staring at the TV or reading or doing whatever, like just take 15 minutes to just sit and just stare at the wall even, right? or in terms of the Serenity self-care sessions, we have a mindful focus item. So it's like stare at a flower, stare at whatever, and breathe with it and do it, you know. And it does fill you up, though, doesn't it, when you take that time.
That's right.
To just sit.
And the best,
absolutely.
And the best part about taking that time to just sit is spirit fills you up, like you just said. It's, you don't seek it from other sources, from external sources. You realize that it's all there, and you can fill yourself up through spirit, through being inspired.
And it's those little moments, because it's not about stopping life. Inspired living is not about inspired not living, right? Or stopping life. It's about finding the time. And you know, I say with mindfulness, you know, in the grocery store, and you're trying to get things done, and it's crazy, and you feel yourself going into that, you know, moment. Just taking and stopping and breathing and looking around. One of the key stressor things that I did dealing with my anxiety back in the day was just naming the things. You know, you're in the grocery store and you just name, you know, my child is wearing a red shirt. You know, she is screaming her head off. Look at how red her face gets when she's screaming her head off. And just saying this out loud in your head. Yeah. You know, that when people, you know, say it has to be this mystical moment, you know, that it's really in the crazy times that this is actually the tool to live.
Yes. That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's taking yourself out of the story for a second and just observing.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because when we're engaged and we interact with it, we feed it, and we go into those unconscious, reactionary, maybe not our best selves moments, you know.
That's
the, you know, slogan for my work, and is, you know, when you're in a better space, the world is a better place. And that's so absolutely right on with inspired living, because it's about in self-care and all of it, about taking care of ourselves, and we are better prepared to deal with the challenges and the changes and all of that that come with raising kids and just living. Life is hard as a human being. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we got about 10 more minutes left. I know you have some wonderful online classes and other cool stuff you do. Can you tell us a little bit more about your work and how, you know, people can get a hold of you, and how, you know, some of the things that you teach as tools? I always like getting tools and tips and techniques to our listeners.
Sure, absolutely. Well, the easiest way to get a hold of me is just to head on over to my website, which is www.marthaeleftheriou.com. And all my information, courses, contact info, everything is there. But what I'm, I guess, I don't want to say most passionate about, but extremely passionate about is working with women one-on-one to empower women and empower women who happen to be mothers as well to live their best lives and to take their lives from ordinary to extraordinary. And the reason why this inspires me and excites me so much is because there's nothing better and there's nothing more fulfilling than seeing a woman and a mother live life on her terms, live life with following her passion, following her dream. Type of decision making is so empowering for women, and I can only imagine, and I see how powerful it is for their children, because as we all know, our children don't really listen to us so much of what we say, but they watch what we do and how we live our lives and the energy behind how we live our lives. And so when women start to make changes in their lives and live their lives in an inspired way, in a way that lights them up and is fulfilling and passion filled, their children see this and get inspired from them as well. And that is so exciting for me. And the program that I have that does this and helps a lot with this is my Life by Design coaching program. So this is a one-to-one coaching program with me, and it runs over the course of 3 months. We meet together once a week, and it doesn't have to be in person. We can meet via Skype or on the phone. So it can all be done online or on the phone. And it's a program that helps women uncover what they're truly passionate about, find out what they're meant to do with this thing we call life and live their lives with as much passion, fun, and fulfillment as they can. And the best part about it is that's not only beneficial for the mother or the woman doing the program, but everyone around her benefits, from their significant others to their children to their friends. Because when a woman is empowered, it's not only for her benefit. It really is for the benefit of all of those around her and society in general. And I truly believe that more women rising up and stepping into their power will be the catalyst for change that our society really needs to transform from such chaos and fear-based living to peace, harmony, and love. And that is the divine feminine energy that women carry. And that's the best part about stepping into our power. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's amazing because you do that with your women's group circle too, right? And that's about women coming together then and inspiring each other, which is a way of not feeling alone. You know, as mindfulness mothers, we say, welcome to the tribe, you know, because it is about us supporting each other, you know, raising kids and even just, you know, if you don't have kids, being a woman, you know, and is just, it's difficult in the world. And in any part of the world, no matter where you are, and yet we have so much untapped gifts and talents and things to give to the world. And I believe, yes, that we are on the cusp of sharing that completely with the world. And so in the women's circle, what do you do in terms of helping women come together and be together as a tribe?
So the women's circle initially came out of the girl circle that I taught at the school. And, of course, I modified and changed around the topics and met with women in person. The cool part about it now is that it is run more independently. So women will get together with their group. It can even be just one other friend. And upon signing up, they get the weekly lessons emailed to them by me. And then we also do a group live coaching with me. So it's sort of self-directed with women and their group. So there can be many groups happening around the world all at the same time. But the cool part is that we all get to meet in a live group coaching call once a month to discuss the lessons, such as what are our values, what are our passions, what's the law of attraction, how to utilize the law of attraction to live a life you love, how to work with forgiveness and letting go of resentments, and topics that are common to humanity, especially to women. And so when women are uniting together and having these meaningful discussions, great things happen. Not only do women support each other, but women help heal one another and just become amazing beacons of light, which they already are, but they step into their power even more and are able to share their wisdom with each other and with the world even more.
I love that. I absolutely love that because it is, you know, so much about learning from each other and supporting each other. And, you know, in the collaborations we have and the HUG Alliance that Mindfulness Mothers is a part of all across the world, people coming together to support each other and to share each other's wisdom with each other. And you know, it's that collaboration. And it's a different way of doing business in the world. It's a different way of being in the world. And it's very much a part of the feminine of being able to honor and respect each other, not the mean girl feminine, the opposite feminine, a beacon of light of how to cooperate. And think about that, you know, that's what you're mentoring towards your kids if you're part of that. You're mentoring cooperation. You're mentoring, you know, the power of group of friends and how to, you know, be in a group in that positive way. So it's amazing work that you do. And I hope that all our listeners check you out. We do have links on our Facebook group, on our Facebook page, and also on mindfulnessmothers.com to your website, your work, and your articles that we absolutely love having you as a contributor and being part of our tribe. As we leave, is there one thing you would like to leave our listeners with before we close that just gives them a moment, something to think about as they ponder their inspired life today?
Yes, I would just like to I guess, close out by saying that inspiration is something that you create. Inspiration is something that's inside of you. And it's about connecting to your spirit and finding what lights you up and how can you create your inspired life, that you have the power. It's all inside of you. And it's nowhere out there that you need to seek or search or find. It's already inside of you.
Love that. I absolutely love that, because it really is just getting to know yourself, you know, and that's one mm-hmm. thing that, you know, even after you have kids, you know, and the kids start growing up and they're going away, you know, or if you don't have kids and you're reaching that time of life where, you know, career's going and what's next. And it's that moment of, you know, change. You know, we think that we're going to be mm-hmm. the same person throughout our whole life, and that just isn't true.
No.
And so whether you're 20 or you're 50 or you're 80, you know, getting to know yourself, what your needs are, what you enjoy in life, what you want in your life, all of these are really good questions to ask yourself. And it sounds like you have some fantastic tools to help women do that and to become empowered and to live an authentic, genuine, and very inspired life. I love it. I appreciate the work you do and who you are in this world as a person, a mother, a friend, one of our contributors, and just an amazing person all around. Absolutely.
Thank you, Janine. I feel the same way about you. Thank you for the work you're doing, for the consciousness that you're bringing to humanity and to mothers all around the world, for keeping it real, because we know that motherhood is the hardest job ever, ever, ever out there, and allowing all of us to come together as a community and to support each other and lift each other up. Thank you for what you're doing as well.
You're very welcome. It is an honor and a pleasure. And thinking about a couple of things you're going on, I got a couple ideas we may have to talk about. So we'll have later today. I know, I love all these shows. Like, ooh, we can do this together. We can do this. So this is, I love these shows because it brings to light so much other good stuff. And that's really what it's all about, you know, is sharing the love and letting the inspiration come through in whatever way that it does. Absolutely.
That's right. And I just wanted to, I guess, mention one last thing. If someone is stuck as to what inspires them, the easiest way to figure out what it is when are you at your happiest? When are you feeling the most uplifted, the most peace in your mind and in your heart? When do you really lose yourself in the moment? And whatever it is, that's your source of inspiration. It's easy.
Perfect.
So just notice, check in with your feelings and where you feel your best.
Yeah. And then just do more of that. Highly sensitive person math, I call it. Exactly.
Yeah.
Just do more of what makes you feel good and the places you need to feel good. Absolutely.
Right.
Well, thank you for having me. We're just going to close out with a little breath, and then we're going to end the show, and I will talk to you later. It's been wonderful
having you
on. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Go ahead and breathe in and breathe out, and just for today, you are enough. You are enough. You are enough. It has been an honor and a privilege and a pleasure to have Martha on the show today. And as always, you can go to mindfulnessmothers.com to find her, to find more about all of our amazing contributors on the show, and to our website. Join us on our Facebook group. We would love to have you and hear about the wonderful things you are doing in the world. And I will make sure that we get Martha's information on all her classes, so you can go right there, or you can go right to our radio show on mindfulnessmothers.com. It's been an honor and a pleasure, and I look forward to next month when we will have our next radio show. Please also check out our Serenity sessions. The self-care sessions start next week. Those are once a month. They just get emailed to you. You use them in the time and the place that is right for you. We look forward to seeing you again. All my love.